Good afternoon and welcome to Onza Radio Main News broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines. In local news, government to conclude IMF facility. Over 1,200 arrested in Kitwe crackdown. In international news, Trump withdraws US from key climate treaty and dozens of other groups. In sports news, Zambia faces Ghana in 2026 AFCON draw. With the news in detail, my name is Emmanuel Sakala. In local news, the government has announced plans to conclude Zambia's current International Monetary Fund IMF supported program and promptly begin discussions on a new longer-term arrangement aimed at supporting economic growth. Finance and National Planning Minister Situmbeko Msokotwane says the government will complete the 6th and final review of the extended credit facility, which commenced in 2022, before engaging the IMF on a successor program. Dr. Msokotwane says Zambia has chosen not to extend the current program by an additional year, opting instead to move to a new framework that better aligns with the country's changing priorities, including growth, investment, and job creation. He explains that the move does not indicate a withdrawal from the IMF, but reflects the successful conclusion of the existing program and Zambia's readiness to advance to the next phase. According to the IMF, Zambia's economy is projected to grow by more than 5% in 2025, while inflation is expected to return to the 6 to 8% target range within the next 2 years. Transport and Logistics Minister Frank Tayali has inaugurated new boards for the Zambia Airports Corporation Limited, ZACL, and the Civil Aviation Authority, CAA. Speaking at the inauguration ceremony for the Airports Corporation, Mr. Tayali called on Zambia Airports Corporation Limited to take a proactive role in supporting cargo airlines and logistics operators to strengthen the country's export capacity. He urges the board to work closely with key stakeholders to unlock export opportunities, noting that the corporation must contribute meaningfully to Zambia's export and logistics goals. The minister says this should include beef exports to the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, and Angola. Zambia Airports Corporation Limited Board Chairperson Dan Brink, represented at the event by board member Antonina Chisananga, assures the government of the board's commitment to supporting management, promoting accountability, and driving traffic growth. In a separate inauguration for the Civil Aviation Authority Board, CAA Chairperson Captain Gabriel Kunda said the newly appointed board would promote growth and innovation in the aviation sector. The new Congress Party, NCP, says the Tonse Alliance's decision to derecognize the Patriotic Front, PF, as partner has dishonored late former President Edgar Lungu's legacy. Yesterday, the Tonse Alliance, through its interim chairperson, Professor Danny Pule, announced that it will no longer recognize the PF as a partner, but will instead work with the Edgar Lungu political movement. But addressing the media in Lusaka this morning, NCP President Peter Chanda says Lungu's political will designate the NCP as a special purpose vehicle with the PF as the anchor party. Chanda has questioned the Tonse Alliance's loyalty to Lungu, saying they are going against his wishes. He says the move by Tonse has vindicated him from accusations of having ill intentions against the PF leadership. Still in local news, Lundazi Member of Parliament Brenda Nurenda has called on the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, to expedite the restoration of small crossing points in the constituency following heavy rains that have left a trail of destruction in the area. Nurenda has expressed concern that the DMMU has only focused on the Mwase and Mpamba bridges, ignoring other critical crossing points in the area. In an interview with the media, Nurenda warns that with schools reopening next week, pupils may miss classes due to lack of crossing points. She is also concerned that the situation may worsen with meteorological department warning of heavy rains and is urging the DMMU to act quickly. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Water Development and Sanitation says the progress has been made in restoring water supply in Lundazi District, which was hit by flash floods that submerged the Eastern Water Sanitation Company water treatment plant on December 30th, 2025. Water Development and Sanitation Minister Collins Nzovu has disclosed that two commercial boreholes have been equipped to harvest clean water for distribution, while drilling of three more boreholes is underway to meet demand. Patriotic France Deputy Secretary General in Charge of Administration Celestine Mukandila says a sympathy vote is expected to favor the opposition alliance as voters head to the polls in the Chawamak parliamentary by-election next week. Mukandila has, however, acknowledged the efforts the opposition alliance has put into campaigning for its candidates ahead of the polls. He says the ruling UPND does not stand a chance of scooping the seeds, citing what he described as the mistreatment of former late President Edgar Lungu and his daughter Tasila, who previously held the seats. Mukandila notes that this has generated public sympathy, which he believes will play a decisive role in the outcome of the election. Finally, in local news, police in Kitwe on the Copper Belt have apprehended more than 1,200 individuals in connection with various criminal activities. Copper Belt Police Commissioner Mwala Yuyi has warned against corrupt conduct among police officers who abuse their uniform for personal gain. Yuyi has assured members of the public that all lawbreakers will be pursued and brought before the courts. He has further cautioned that police officers found breaking the law or shielding criminals for personal benefit will also face prosecution. He was speaking during the display of recovered properties stolen between December 24th and January 1st, 2026. The recovered items include three motor vehicles, two motorcycles, solar panels, and various electrical gadgets, including television sets. We now take a short break. Still to come is international and sports news. Don't go away.
Summer is all about balance, right? Whether you are catching up with friends at the bar after a long day of work, or spending quality time with the family in the backyard, Heineken is there to refresh every moment with its uniquely balanced taste and star-brewed quality to ensure your enjoyment. So what are you waiting for? Ask for a Heineken next time and enjoy the refreshing moments this summer. Heineken, for a fresh world, not for sale to persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Welcome back, and now in international news. U.S. President Donald Trump has withdrawn the U.S. from dozens of international organizations, including many that work to combat climate change. Nearly half of the 66 affected bodies are U.N.-related, including the Framework Convention on Climate Change, a treaty that underpins all international efforts to combat global warming. Groups working on development, gender equality, and conflict, areas the Trump administration had repeatedly dismissed as advancing globalist or woke agendas, are also included. The White House